Shall we pray? Dear Almighty God, here we are once again to return appreciation, to return thanksgiving for all that you have been to us, for all that you are to us, and for all that we know you will be, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, O God. We thank you for your love that we have enjoyed in the week that just ended yesterday. Thank you for journey mercies you granted to those that travel. Thank you, Lord, for safety and protection always on the highway and on the byway, Lord. Thank you for the provision of all our daily need, O God. Despite the hardship in the country, you are faithful, O God. You watch over your word to perform it to your own, O God. We are so grateful. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we do not have reason, O God, to run at Asketa. We are in our right senses, O God. We are not sick, we are not tired. We appreciate your love, O God. Help us this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, dear Father, if there be any sin in our life, Lord, if there be any unbelief, Lord, we pray, Father, that your mercy we atone in the name of Jesus Christ. May your blood that you shed on the cross, Father, cleanse us from every unbelief in the name of Jesus. May nothing stand between us and you. Help us in this Sunday school class this morning. Help us in all the services of the day, O God. Father, I'm depending upon you, Lord. It has fallen my lot again, Lord, to speak, O Father. You are the author of this word, and you are the revealer of the same. You are the one that can impart, O God. We pray, dear Father, Lord, you that know us more than we know ourselves. May you give us the right word for today, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help the other teachers in the Sunday school classes. Help the superintendent, O God, in all the nations of the world where your children are gathered today. May you bless the gathering of the saints. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, church. And you're welcome to the house of God once again this morning. Without wasting our time, let's turn our Bible to 1 Corinthians and chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I will read quickly because of the time. Verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have no charity, he said, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and I have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have no charity, it profited me nothing. Charity, which means love, is suffered long. Charity is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunted not itself. Charity is not puffed up. Charity does not behave itself unseemly. Charity seeketh not her own. Charity is not easily provoked. Charity thinketh no evil. Charity rejoiceth not in iniquity. Charity rejoiceth in the truth. Charity beareth all things. Charity believeth all things. Charity openeth all things. Charity endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be not, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known, and now abided faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. May God bless this word in our hearts. You can please be seated. God bless you. While we are sitting, let's turn our Bible once again, if we don't mind, to 1 John and chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, I will read verse 16 to the end there. All right. Said, and we have known and believed that the love that God had to us, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in who? God. And God in him. Herein is our love made what? Perfect. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we. Do you get that? As God is, so are you in this world. Now, I'm continuing with the message we started on Wednesday, perfect love. Amen. You cannot have love if you don't have God. Amen. I'm not a very good teacher, so just bear with me any way that it goes this morning. We're in Sunday school, so we want to learn of God. Is that right? We want to understand God. We want to know him better, to know how to walk. Now, we read a lot of quotes on Wednesday, and we're just going to do the same today. We read about the experience that the prophet had when he went beyond the curtain of time. Amen. And Brother Brown was telling us in that message, he said, the voice that spoke to him, the angel told him that nothing will get here outside what? Perfect love. God bless you. This is Sunday school, so let's be alive, and I want it to be interactive. Amen. So, Abraham told us, he said, nothing will get there outside perfect love. He said, the people there were also telling him, this is what you have taught us, and this is what, you know, we have experienced. And Abraham came back. When he came back to his body, he came and preached it. He said, make sure everything and anything that you do, you are in love. Amen. Now, I tried to check the dictionary meaning of what perfect love is, just to have some background. And it says an expression of God's love to you and me. And it is only complete. The only way you can complete it is when you reflect it back to God and you reflect to your fellow man. Amen. God help us. The only way we is when we bring it back to God and we bring it back to our fellow man. Amen. I think this one, people have done very good justice to that. Amen. Many people, they have tried in expressing their love to God. Amen. And even the other one, but I think more justice needs to be done to the other one. That is me personally. That's what I think, that feel. Now, we say we love God. And the Bible that we read, it told us if we say we love God, and our fellow man that we see, we don't love them, how then dwelleth the love of God in you? If you say, I love you, Brother Joseph, and you shake my hand, and you go outside, and you say, you see that Brother Joseph is a deceiver. But you just shook my hand now, and you say, God bless you. Why not tell me, dear, Brother, you're a deceiver? But you went behind and told somebody, that brother is a deceiver. He's an hypocrite. Now, let us watch the spirit that is working on us when we are in those actions. A very good one, gossip. I think, I don't know if it was here, somebody said so. When that anointing of gossip is on you, there is something that is driving you to, is to spoil the other fellow. When you see, and Satan is very smart, when you see yourself going to meet another fellow and you've gone into a discussion, be very sensitive. Because we are spirit beings and we deal with spirit. When you see you start that discussion and that discussion is tending towards painting a different picture about the person, stop it. Can we say amen? Now, let me say, I came to Brother Sam, our pastor, and we are discussing. God forbid I would not do that. Along the line, in my mind, I'm talking to a brother, and I want to paint that brother bad. I am already condemned because I am not in love. If my intent of coming to discuss with him about that brother was to help the brother, I would talk different. Can we see our reaction? But because many times you want to show that you are good and the other fellow is bad, we get in the wrong. We will even say the one that we ought not to say. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now from the Message Israel Church, Bridge 1953, March 28th. Abraham said, brother, paragraph 34. 1953-03-28, paragraph 34. It said, brother, God bless you. Dear thy lamb, that precious blood, he shall never lose his power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. See, here it is. Ever since by faith I saw the stream, the flowing wound supply, redeeming love has been my word. Team, and shall be till I do what? Die. Remember, Pastor used to say something. I love Pastor. Just bear with me. He used to say, one thing that God brought to this world is what? Is love. What Satan brought is hatred. Look at all the sermons of Jesus Christ. What he always portrayed is love. Now, Apostle Paul told us, through that 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that we read, he said, all the things that love we do and all the things that love we not do. And he mentioned three things. He said, you can have faith, you can have hope, and you can have this love. He said, but the greatest of these three is what? Love. He was talking about something. So it shows that love is beyond a speaking tongue. You can speak in tongue and be a devil. You can preach, I can preach and not be in love. If I come here, God forbid, with the intent I want to address somebody, and I carry that in my mind, not in love. I want you to get me now, because I know this is a very sensitive gathering. I said it to the church, we are mature people. Now, I'm coming with that, not with the intent to help the person, or maybe I want to help the person, but I'm presenting it in another way. Just like the story of the young girl, Rabbi said, that saw a cat that was wet. Amen? And she wanted to help the cat. She loved the cat. But the way she went about it was wrong. What did she do? She carried the cat, opened the oven, and put the cat, shut the door, and turned the oven ignition to maybe 5, and the thing was roasting. It fried the cat. Have you helped the cat? You just killed the cat. That is what many of us do. You say, I want to help the brother. No, I know the brother is struggling. You cannot help any man except God help you to help the man. That's why Brother Bob said we cannot convert another person. As preachers, the only thing we do, we preach the word. We leave it up to the people and God. May God help us. That is why you see people. Hey, I want to talk something very tough. You see people wake up 12 a.m. and you are living in a house that you are not the only one in that compound. What are you doing? Are you in love? God bless you, Mama. Mama said you are disturbing. Yeah, you are not the only one here. You will beat the door, and maybe the door is facing the next person's room. brother, sister. Is that the kind of love that God teach us? Now, that same fellow, they now watch him. After he had prayed throughout the night, he come. Maybe he's leaving his face, may I slap you. And his pocket is along the way. And somebody just drop a hole there. He carry it and kick it. Now, what have you displayed? Have you displayed love? This was you praying. Oh, fire them. And you come out now. That was what Paul was telling us. You can know all mystery. I can preach all sermon. I can quote all the quotes. But if I'm not in love, I am nothing. Yeah, we are just living a fake life. If I don't love you, if you don't love me, then why are we together? If you say you love me and you come to my house and you want to have fellowship with me, of course, if Satan is bringing something to your mind, you should repent it. Now, let's go further. Paragraph 35. He said, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love, it profited me nothing. Though I give all my goods to feed the poor, it profit me nothing. Though I have power to move mountains and do so forth, it profit me nothing. Now listen to what the prophet said here. Where there is prophecies, it will do what? It will fail. Of course, we read that in the Bible. Where there is tongues, it will do what? It will cease. Where there is knowledge, it will vanish away. But when perfect love has come into the human heart, all demons in hell will never be able to do what? Upset it. Are you there now? There is no fear in love. Now, if my wife would respect me because she was afraid of me, we are entering another dangerous path now. Husband and wife, this is adult class on the school. Married and unmarried, open your ear and listen very well. If you say you love your husband, if you say you love your wife, as a man, you will not give her osa. I remember growing up as a child, a minister, let me put it, so-called Malachi. He said, Pastor, I almost used umbrella and knocked my wife. Because her mouth is day life is of late. And that is the truth. But did you read what the Bible said? Love is what? Patience. Love is suffering love. Hey, bro, Joseph, make a girl die inside that marriage because I said I love. But it is your fault. Brother Bram said, when you marry that man, you marry that woman, it is your fault. Whatever you get out of it, you must live with it. But when you are in a marriage, you are afraid of your partner. You are not in love. That is not love. That is a deadly marriage. You need to start praying. If you are in a relationship, your brother, your sister, you are afraid of what your partner will tell you. Or you are afraid, let me keep this one. You have deceived the person. And may I say this? Maybe that is why many people, they don't express to their partner. When they're in that period of courtship. I don't know why I have to just say this, but let's balance it. Proverbs says, as you young sisters, you have to confess everything. Can we say amen? I notice they don't like this part. They say, what of the brother? If the brother is in love, he will also tell the sister all his life. Amen. Love will not hide anything. Amen. If you say, look at that's my wife there, as Pastor used to say. She says she has the Holy Ghost, which we say this Holy Ghost is love. I say I have the Holy Ghost. I believe her, she believes me, but I cannot swear. Of course, she will see certain reactions from me. I will see certain reactions that, look, is this person still a Christian? But it is human being attributes sometimes. But if we both say we are in love, we should be able to forgive one another. We should be able to pray for one another. But when we are not in love, oh my, may God have help us. Now, a sister, you are in the courtship. A brother, you are in the courtship. But I say you confess all to him. And you went through that process. And the man came and said, now, sister, will you marry me? And you say, yes. And you know, Saturday day, you never talk out.
Maybe that man was even a preacher. Or he's a preacher. And you know the way you are going. You are going to wound him. He might not, maybe he has not prayed enough. May God help us. That's why I said this is a dangerous path. Of course, as a preacher, he must sit and pray for everywhere. Maybe he never pray well. And he carry a hand, enter that kind of marriage. You deceive him. Proverbs say, even if it's 20 years, and you now say, because he buy you one clothes or he build house for you, he buy you car, you say, honey, you see, there's such a big people for the past 20 years, and you now reveal it. He has the right to kick you out. Can we say amen? That's the message. Because why? You were not in love. But Brian said you were just a partner to him. And maybe if that marriage had children, you just raised children for him. Now, if my wife will respect me, let's come back. Because she was afraid of me, which I don't expect that should be in every family. As a man, don't put fear in your wife. Put love. Amen. I'll be afraid to leave her, you know. But she loves me. She's got confidence in me because she knows I love her. And she loves me. Wow. Now, when I go away, I don't say to her, now, Mrs. Braha, open your ear, listen to me. I'm going to leave you a rule of order, do's and don'ts, that you should do. You know, I give her a group of order. You shall not look at any other man. You shall not do this. You shall not do that. Why? See, I love her and she loves me. And that just settles it. I just go on. Now, that is the way it is living for Christ. Hallelujah. If you just love him with all your heart, soul, and mind, and go on, that's all. There is no evil can come out. That's right. Because in the end, all things, you are dead, and your life is hid in God through Christ and sealed in there by the Holy Ghost. How is the devil going to get you? No way. But once you are not in love, the wife is giving you, when I go, do like you too. Where you go, don't look at any woman. Don't do this. I tell you that marriage is not in love. If you look at any woman, or you call it, hey, that is not love. There is no fear in love. There is no distrust in love. If you love your partner, you will trust her. You will trust him. You will have confidence in him. You will have confidence in her. Just as we do to God. I know it is very difficult in this woman flesh. But when we enter what we are talking about, perfect love, which is God himself. Now, from the message, I don't know if you can help us get it, bro, Joel, quickly. From that time, 1960-07-16, but the Bible said the evidence of the Holy Ghost is perfect love. 1960-07-16. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is perfect love. Now, I have taught the evidence of the Holy Ghost is what? Perfect love. See? I believe in speaking in tongues. But though I speak with tongues, in men and angels, and I have not charity, which is love, I am what? Nothing. May God help us. A marriage that is full of fear, a house that is full of fear, there is difference between fear and respect. I hope we know that. Hey. Respect, it is hell. Do you understand? We hell respect. If God has not so laid down his life, none of us will respect God. Is that correct? Understand? Many people are here with various things. Various things brought us to church today. Is that correct? Now, if God does not love us first, and you are praying, you have not received answer, will you continue to love? But because you understand that this man, he expressed something that was called love. He died for you. So, there shouldn't be any fear. Do you understand? If Satan is telling you, because you have done this, you don't have the right to come to church, you will not be in church today. But you came to church, it shows that you have silenced the devil. So, Don't remain in your sin. Come out of that sin. Accept the love of God, and you will be filled with the Holy Ghost. But the reason why many times is because, humanly speaking, we are expecting, as the prophet said, some people are experiencing some, maybe a dove will come, something they call feeling. No! The evidence of the Holy Ghost is what? Perfect love. I was telling Brother Sam on Wednesday, I said, may God help us. This Christian life, it's no easy. Somebody did me bad in the last week. The brother Sam quoted the psalm. He said, Alexander the coppersmith, he laughed. I said, huh? Sometimes. You will feel like, let me, but something will just remember who you are. Or you feel like, let me go to police and arrest this man. So you, something will just remind you. You know who you are. I'm not talking of natural man. This is beyond natural man. It shows that is when you know that you have overcome. That is when you know that you are filled with the Holy Ghost. When you can forgive. Just as we were saying on Wednesday, before the person offends you, you already forgive the person. It's not easy. Before your wife offend you, before your husband, you, because you are in love, you just forgive. Is that not what Jesus does for us? We sin every time, and we come, God forgive me. He keeps forgiving us. But one day, that love will be over. This God of love, this God of mercy, just as the associate pastor took it some time ago in that message, exposition of the seven seals. He will take another mask. He will become a God of justice. He will no longer say, hey, okay, I understand now. It will just be judgment. Everybody will collect it. Yeah, whether good or evil, you will collect. But why there is still love, why there is still mercy, you can enter. Amen. Baba said, but the problem, people don't accept it. It looks very simple. At the same time, it looks very difficult. But love is not difficult. If you are in God, you are in love. The only way you can express perfect love is you have to come to God. Now, because the bell will go very soon, let me give us some experience before we come back in the evening. Now, Brother Bram told us about the story of a man we call Bat the Hunter. Amen. You know that man? If you can remember. Baba said, that guy is a cruel-hearted hunter. Baba said, every animal I see, he just wants to shoot it. Just shoot. For the fun of it. And the prophet told us, Christians don't do that. We don't just kill and waste. And that's why the prophet, I love him. He lived the life of God. He lived the life of love. He expressed it many times. And that's why you know he was a true call prophet. I want to say something now. If a man says he's a true call man of God, watch his life. Watch my life also. Am I expressing love? If I'm not expressing love, then I've not started. Amen. Now, Brother Bram told us about that fellow. It didn't bow him that you were a sinner. You will go to hell. Brother Bram was watching the man. And he said, but this kind of way that you do, I don't like it. Then one day, they were going on the hunting trip. The guy specially go and buy a whistle. He put it in his pocket. He know Brother Bram don't used to like those things. Then he said, William Brown, you a chicken at the preacher. You don't have heart. You are just every small thing you just do like, you a chicken at the preacher. You have to leave this, your preaching, and maybe come and become a full-time hunter. Baba said, well, but I only take what I want. I don't kill what I don't want. So the man, Baba said, they were in that hunting, you know, section, and they looked through. They were looking for deer to hunt. They were looking. Baba said, one of the tunnels, they looked, and they saw one mother deer. He said, he didn't know this fellow, he had that whistle in his pocket. So Baba said, when they were just going, he just brought out the whistle. Whereas at the beginning, When he blew the thing was giving a sound like the chant of a deer. Baba said, then I said, "Bad, stop that thing." He said, he laughed, "You are chicken at it." Baba said, I said, "Stop that thing." He laughed. Baba said, "Nah, a mother deer will not come out like that." He said, "But when Bad was blowing that thing, one other deer just come out and stand." Baba said, "I could count how many meters I was from the deer. If I carry my gun, I can finish her." He said, "And we pointed. The mother did not leave. Because why? She was looking everywhere. Where is this my baby?" And yet, like we have mothers that don't have child love. I was reading one of the things in Ibadan. They said they saw one baby they throw on the express. The baby had been crying for how many hours? It is a mother. It carried that baby for 9 months. Gave birth to the baby. The baby grew until it became 2 or 3 years. And I don't know what happened that you go and drop this child. It is not love. But man said, "This deer, right? It was there. And Bart, he pointed the gun." But man said, "I could not watch it. I just put my head down. Say, go, let him not fire this thing." And the man was laughing. You know, some people, they don't have respect for God. He was just looking at the prophet. "What are you doing here? Who look at you, this chicken-hearted man?" And he pointed the thing. Baba said, "Well, I was just waiting to hear the blast." Bush. He said, "But his gun was narrow like that. The beer is still standing." Baba said, "Then I look at him. His gun was going down. His hand was going down. Down, down, down. Until he went down finally." Baba said, "Then he came and met me." He said, "William Brown, I understand what you have been talking about. Lead me to this Jesus Christ." Did Brother Brown preach any sermon? He only lived a life before him. And God that gave that avenue, he brought us there. Now, we know another story the prophet talked about, the man, Portland, Oregon, that was possessed with an evil spirit. If he handle a preacher, he will break their bone. But outside that day, I was preaching. I can't remember the number now. He said, number of ministers behind him, they know the fellow. He said, as the fellow just entered that audience that day, all of them, like fly, scattered. What is going on? Of course, the man began to boast, "You hypocrite, you green snake on that." Because he has the gift. If he say, "Fall down there and die," it can happen. But maybe God was testing him. But Pastor, then the man began to come. He began to foam as if it was enough. Then he don't walk. If you don't have God, you cannot take that. Even if you take that one that he has been saying, when and throw that in, if you don't have God, you will not take that. I'm very serious. Baba said, "Then I don't know a kind of feeling come in my heart. I begin to think it could have been an husband to a wife. It could have been a father to a child." He said, "Instead of me eating him, I began to love him." Then with all his boasting, he said, "You this." Baba said, "Well, you devil, today you will fall on my feet." Then the man said, "You will see whose feet we will fall." All the preachers there, go. You can just think of that drama. Only the prophet with this man. People that say, "Yeah, he will finish with Abraham today." Baba said, "I stood there, and the man was foaming and everything. When he did everything, bass! On the feet of the prophet. What did that? It was love. Now, the prophet told us again his experience about a mad cow. Baba said, "I was on my way to pray for someone." That's to tell us what love can do. He said, "I was on my way. I was going to, and I was just rushing. I jumped inside that yard." He said, "I forgot there was a mad cow there." But to see how love top even death. Do you believe that? Baba said, "Then the cow, it was setting down. He raised up and began to jump, coming like that." Ah! You can, if you have seen a cow, when I was very young, cow has chased me. So I can understand what the prophet was talking about. Or you that are fighting with ram, goat might not fight you, but you know this ram, Agbo. Just touch them, let me give you one, you understand. Baba said, the day was coming. Then I look, I say, "Ah! I was the one that disturbed you. Sorry. You are a creature of God. I'm also a servant of God. I know I enter your territory. Please forgive me. But I say, there, like break of a motto, the thing just catch break. What did that? It was perfect love. But I said, then it turned back and went and lay down quietly. It is real. Perfect love is not fake. It is real. But Bible said, if you have not gotten there, pray. Make sure you have it while we bow our head.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your word that we have had again this morning in continuation of the one of Wednesday, perfect love. Dear God, since the old thing is summed up to be the Holy Spirit in the heart of man, because God himself is love, we pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we touch every heart, Lord, that has not received your Spirit today, that today will be the day when their heart will remain ready, and Lord, they will receive you into their hearts. Lord, the heart that you have filled, we want more of it. May you fill us more, Heavenly Father. May these things not pass over our head, but may you accomplish your divine will and purpose in the life of every one of us. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Lord, may you bless and replenish your servant you have used, Lord, for this Sunday school, and Lord, lift up the honor of his ministry. While we commit the rest of the services of the day into your hand, that you will see us through and bless us abundantly. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.